What's up, guys? Faruki Bros here, and today we want to discuss a recent hot debate in the film circle, and it involves high-level legendary directors, honestly, Francis Ford Coppola and Martin Scorsese, who have both been kind of giving their thoughts on the MCU and superhero movies in general. So just to give you guys a quick retread of the moments that have happened, Martin Scorsese, right as Joker's coming out, he's a producer on the film Joker. He spoke on the Marvel Cinematic Universe and he said these movies aren't cinema and that they do not bring anything new to the table and they're just homogenized products meant for popcorn consumption, but they don't tell anything new to the audience, nor are they have any kind of relevant message. And obviously people went after him. People cursed out Martin's movies. They really kind of dug into his thing. Of course, the fans are going to be angry about that. Then Francis Ford Coppola, who directed the Godfather films, which is almost universally known as the greatest films to ever be made in Hollywood, he said that Martin Scorsese was being too nice and that not only are superhero movies, particularly Marvel movies, not cinema, they're in fact despicable in every way. And they give no enlightenment, no knowledge, and no inspiration to the audience. So obviously now everyone is kind of talking about what the superhero movie's role is in today's kind of Hollywood sphere, where that's the big thing. And how many movies are even cinema in terms of superhero landscape? Like, there's been 100 superhero movies. How many are cinema? Maybe 5, maybe 6. So it's kind of hard to tell. And in my personal opinion, it's really, you know, you got to kind of think about it that, or do they have a point? Like, now, listen, this is comic book debate. If you're on this channel, you're here because you want to hear superheroes. You want to talk about comics. You want to talk about this kind of world. So, and we wouldn't have created this platform if we didn't love superheroes ourselves. So clearly, we do like these movies. And that's why we have this channel. That's why we have this website and this brand. But at the same time, do these directors and these kind of older film legends have a point that, hey, these movies aren't cinema. They're just movies. You know, they're just popcorn movies. So this leads to the bigger debate. What counts as cinema and what counts as just a movie? You know? And for this question, I'll open up the panel and I'll let Zian go first. Give me the whole thoughts if you want to just talk about the Martin Scorsese
part. Well, first, I think we should make it clearly honest. I know he said that we love comic movies. Just because a film isn't considered cinema, quote unquote, doesn't mean it's a bad movie in any capacity. I know, like, that's what Coppola said, that they're despicable. We don't agree with that, obviously, but there are levels to a film and cinema. There are very big differences. I think some of the key points are, like you said, what are popcorn films? What are they just for the enjoyment of that time and that's it? Like, once you walk out of the theater, like, there's no further discussion. It doesn't add anything to, like, the film sphere. It doesn't bring down different emotions in a way that, you know, translates. It doesn't reflect what, like, it doesn't reflect real life. It's there purely for escapism. I think that's a huge point that differentiates film, a movie, and cinema. And yeah, between the superhero films, there are some, I would say, that are treading or in the realm of cinema compared to superhero films, compared to regular films. Like, no, there's no reality where Ant-Man is considered cinema, or actually 99% of the MCU. But you look at films like The Dark Knight, that's treading on cinema. That was a generational film. That changed the landscape. You have Superman 1, that could be considered cinema because that changed how films are perceived. That changed the future of film. And things like Joker, huge conversation starter about mental health, about the impact of films that they have on society, what it means, what can be inside of from it, what can't. These are cinema. This is like, they add a different type of value that isn't just pure, oh, let's go to the movie and have fun and then that's it. Like, they make you think, they make you relook at things, relook at their reflections, some are mirror to society. I think the impact you have from a film is a huge part in what determining if it's just a movie or if it's considered cinema, in my opinion.
I agree with pretty much everything you said. I think the one thing that gets lost in all this, and especially when it comes to, I think looking at the bigger picture, which is, at the end of the day, it's economics. So if you look at how the Marvel, especially the MCU, and how and what they've done with the, you know, with their 23 films or whatever it's been now. You know, those movies financially do so well that the critique of how the film is or how it's made is something that gets lost in the sphere, especially when critics give these films, like, most of these films get 90s, 80s, whatever they get. And, I mean, again, from my standpoint, they are what they are. They're popcorn flicks, and some are better than others. Obviously, they're not all the same. But at the same time, you know, like, that what they started with Iron Man and then with the films that followed was an economic beast, and it took out, really, it did take out the smaller films that are, you know, that are considered more like art, or more like, you know, like even Joker. Like, Joker is niche. Like, Joker's not what a superhero or supervillain, even like from a villain standpoint. Like, it's the first we've seen from that standpoint. But even then, the reason why it got so much heat is not just the gun violence stuff. It's also because of the fact that it is so out of the ordinary. And the ordinary standard is set by the MCU because of how much of a powerhouse it's been economically. So when you put two and two together, you get this world where, yes, you know, like, people will say that their films are not cinema. To be honest, I disagree with that, because I think cinema is a broad term. And within that, you can have the MCU, you can have Black Klansman, you can have Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice. So these are all different scales, right? These are all different levels of impact in terms of what the impact will be on society. At the same time, there's, I would say, like, from a comic book movie standpoint, yes, Marvel set that standard. And then we've seen with the DCU, like, how they've tried to figure out what they want to do, right? And, like, it wasn't that long ago that the guy at the helm was making films that were probably right in the middle, right? Films that are comic book films, but he would use them, he would take that world and kind of put a mirror to our world, right? So we had that for a little while. And then, because financially, again, that financial point is the main one, because that financially didn't work, then they Marvelized that universe, and then that also didn't work. Because, again, like, there's different tastes out there. At the same time, you gotta, like, kind of respect what the game is and how it's being played economically. And Marvel's done that well. So they've killed the game for so long now that you have people saying Robert Downey Jr. should win an Oscar because of how long and, you know, how he's kind of, like, portrayed one character so well for 10 years and his impact on people. And there's no doubt that Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man and Chris Evans' Captain America, they had an impact on people, right? Like, it's not like we can't, like, just because the movies maybe not meet up to the, you know, the standard of maybe, like, the Joker or the Dark Knight. And these are also comic book films, right? So when they say that these movies are not, you know, when they say Marvel is not, I don't know, cinema, well, that's restricting it to Marvel because of the economic powerhouse it's been. So that was kind of my take on the whole thing, is like the economics of it kind of matter. What do you think, Samir?
I agree with Omar, because I don't think that Marvel movies are meant to be films. Like, they're all, it's supposed to be for children to just have fun and watch a movie. It's not supposed to, like, send a bigger message, or, you know, it follows the same formula. Every plot follows the same formula. It's just, they're just movies just to watch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, and I agree. And I think this leads to, I think, the second prompt that I want to ask, and I'll actually answer it first. How many comic book movies are even cinema? Both DC and Marvel. What count as cinema? And I guess, what is cinema in my head? Like, I think cinema means shot on film, which no MCU film does. They don't shoot on film, they shoot digital, right? Which with TV shows, they shoot digital because it's cheaper. The colors don't stand out as much. Shoot on film. The only people who shoot on film ever for superhero movies was Nolan, Zack Snyder, and Todd Phillips. Only three people did it. Actually, no, back in the day, Richard Donner did it for Superman as well, for Christopher Reeve Superman, right? It wasn't digital. There wasn't digital back then. So shooting on film, I think, is something that feels very grainy, you know? The little small grains that you see in when you're watching a movie, that gives you indication that you're watching something that's almost artistic in quality, kind of like when you're looking at a painting. You see each mark. You see the marks of each brush, which makes that painting feel more alive. And I think in a film, you want to have that grain, that sense of history to it. So I think if you're shot on film, you have a big advantage point. The second thing is, do you care more about the popcorn or do you care more about sending a message, right? So I think Umar mentioned Batman versus Superman. Let's take this as like a middle point. BVS has three acts, right? The third act of BVS is not cinema because it's a big fight with Doomsday versus Superman versus Batman versus Wonder Woman. Like, everything is going all over the place. I'm sure if Francis Ford Coppola watched that movie, he'd be like, what is this, right? But if you show him the first two acts, again, I'm not speaking on his behalf. Maybe he thinks it's garbage. Maybe, who knows? But I'm saying the first two acts of that movie could be counted as cinema, maybe. Because it's a sense of, like, storytelling. Characters come first before spectacle. That's the kind of thing about, like, obviously Christopher Nolan did it with all of his movies as well. Then Zion said, I think Superman 1, I think that's a great point. Superman 1 completely changed the landscape. It was the first superhero movie to ever exist. And no one ever knew what that was, so it actually was a game changer for cinema. Star Wars, I think the first Star Wars might have been cinema, the first one, Star Wars 1.
Yeah.
So it's not four, I mean, still a new hope. Yeah, that could be counted as cinema. But is The Last Jedi cinema? Probably not, you know? So it's one of those weird things where even within the franchise, you got things that are cinema, things that are not. You know, Lord of the Rings is cinema. Is The Hobbit cinema? Probably not, you know? So it's one of those weird things. So what do you guys think about that? Which comic book movies are cinema to you, and does it even matter to you?
I think really it doesn't matter. Because once again, just because it's not, like Samir said, that some of these movies are made for that reason. Just for like a good family fun event for the, you know, kids and parents and friends come together, have fun at the movies, and not really have like a whole like deep message they have to swallow and try to reflect on.
Yeah, but it's not, it's again, like, it's all still cinema. You know what I'm saying? Like, the broader term, they're using it from a movie filmmaking standpoint, and I get that. You know what I mean? But they're all cinema. Like, no one can doubt.
Yeah, on a literal level, it's all cinema. Yeah, it's all cinema.
But what I mean is that, like, so this is, but that's their role. MCU's role is to be that, to provide that escapism for the viewers. If everything was cinema, then it'd be diluted. You understand?
Right? So that is still cinema. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, that is still, that is a part of cinema. The reason these guys, honestly, the reason they have problems is the filmmaker. First of all, 23 movies, they all have the same tone. They all have the same way of everything. Like, everything is basically the same. So that's the main issue. And the thing is that formula works financially. So they've milked that formula for so long now. So that, and other movies took a hit. Like, always remember, these things, the corporate structure that's there has impact on everything. And I mean, if anything, like, the greatest example of that was Justice League. That was the greatest example of that.
Yeah.
So there's no doubt that these things have bigger impacts than we think. Now, with the Joker doing so well, you never know what can happen.
I mean,
now,
we can all agree, Joker is cinema. Like, Joker feels like cinematic. Yeah, it's cinema. You can, when you watch Joker, you're like, okay,
it's a better film. Like,
yeah,
it's
film.
A, it's,
yeah,
it's a film, right? Film versus movie, right?
Yeah.
So it's a film, and there's cinema. I think what you could say is cinema is the broader thing, and then the subcategories are film and movie. And then the differences are basically what you said, where the filmmakers, they, like, you know, like, they have a hand in, like, a lot of what's going on. Not to say that Anthony Joe Russo didn't have that hand in Avengers, but they got to that level by making MCU, like, the popcorn films first. So. Yeah. Not to say, which show was good, to be honest.
Yeah,
but all I'm trying to say is like, there's a difference, but it's all cinema.
Yeah,
like, I don't agree with the thing that, oh, it's not cinema, and this is not cinema, and that's not cinema. Even with Robert Downey Jr., I don't think he deserves an Oscar, but at the same time, there's no doubt that.
No, I think a point that you're making, I agree with. Yeah, what do you say?
He wants an Oscar. He doesn't even think he deserves an Oscar.
That's true. Well, he said he doesn't think he deserves.
He doesn't, dude.
That's what Joaquin Phoenix said. No, but listen, let's compare this to actually, let's open up the broader subject then, because what are we seeing here? We're seeing two directors, both of them are in their 70s, some of them in their 80s, I think, in terms of age. These are really old men, right, who know their style of way is gone now. Like, the films they made are gone. They don't exist anymore. But Martin Scorsese, who made Taxi Driver, right, the movie Taxi Driver and the movie Joker are almost copies of each other, right? And Scorsese produced Joker for a reason, because he saw that, okay, there's a comparison to his time, like how films look like during his time when he was making movies, right? But let's compare this to other genres. In terms of genre, I mean other mediums. Let's move to sports. How many times have we watched Shaq or Charles Barkley or these older NBA players? What do they say about today's NBA? It's soft. It's bad. Oh, back in our day, the NBA was tough. In our day, this was good. Now, this happens in everything. Like, someone made a comment in my, well, when I was tweeting about this, said, oh, look at singers, right? If you talk to, like, I don't know, if Frank Sinatra was still alive, would Frank Sinatra like modern music? Or would he say, this is not music? This does not count as music. Whatever, like, let's say, whatever today's songs are, right? So, so part of it is generational. Like, just because
in 30 years, LeBron James might say that, yo, the newbies are, the new kids in town are not, you know, they're not at my level.
Yes.
It just comes with age, man. It comes with, you like your, what your generation did. It's just that was your time. So,
of course, yeah. And then I don't think it's different, because people, even some of the old heads, say LeBron is almost close to Michael Jordan as one of the greatest players of all time.
No, but they do all say the NBA is softer. But they say the NBA is softer than it was back then. Okay. And right? It's like, I mean, that's the NBA as a game is much different. Now it's a three-point game. It's, or, I know we're getting to sports instead of movies, but the point I'm saying, do old heads, now by old heads, I mean respectfully, like the older like generation, saying, yeah. Do they have merit in their words? Like, this guy who directed The Godfather, and then you have Scorsese. They do,
because of that reason. These films, even today, to all the new films that came out, those films that they directed are still in the greatest lists of all time.
Yeah, The Godfather is still stuff
for a reason. Well, it's nostalgic also, right? It's nostalgic.
Those films, like, but let's say The Godfather won, what, 10 Oscars, right? So it was considered one of the greatest films of all time.
It's still watch it today.
Lord of the Rings makes every
that's the point I'm making. Exactly. Yeah.
Everything makes it look like shit, but it doesn't mean, look, they both can exist. You can love them both.
That's the point I'm making,
enjoy them both, and that's the main.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so I think, so then at the end, do you guys agree with their comments or not?
I agree with Scorsese's comment,
but not
there
Coppola.
Is a difference, a huge difference, but not Coppola, where it's despicable, meant to be despicable something. They both serve different purposes.
Now, remember, let's be honest. Like, they said the word Marvel, but like Umar said, they said Marvel because Marvel's the economic juggernaut. But I think, listen, is anyone going to say Aquaman is cinema? Is Shazam cinema?
Yeah, of course.
Is even Wonder Woman cinema? Probably not. So, a lot of people, a lot of DC fans on Twitter are saying things like, oh, haha, this is a win for us, DC fans. DC movies are cinema, Marvel isn't. I will admit, DC tends to be more cinematic than Marvel because they have a better track record. They have Superman 1, they have the whole Dark Knight trilogy, they have Man of Steel, they have BVS, they have Joker. Those five films alone are cinema, for sure. And Whereas I don't think Aquaman is cinema. Let's be honest, right? So, and MCU, it has moments like Winter Soldier has flares of cinema. Black Panther had flares of cinema in the first act. Even Endgame has a flare of cinema in the third act. Even though you could say it's a messy CGI battle, which these guys hate that. They hate CGI. You know, that's why they like films where there's no CGI. Joker, no CGI. Everyone's praising it because that's a big deal for them. That, oh yeah,
and that's why this world of like, especially like comic book movies, especially when it comes to bigger characters like Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, and then what the Avengers have done. These guys, you know, it's not for them. You know what I mean? Like, you can't make these movies without CGI. Like, you need the CGI to make the films in the first place. Yeah. And then how you manipulate the CGI, it has a big impact on the films. Like, Man of Steel is a beautiful film. It looks beautiful, even though some freaking heavy CGI, right?
Yeah.
Endgame, not so much. So, I'm just saying that, you know, how you manipulate CGI and how you can make it look better than how some filmmakers and whoever they work with make it better and how some don't. This all plays a role into the cinematic aspect of any of these films or movies, right?
But do you think, Umar, I'll ask you one question. Do you think Marvel isn't trying hard enough? Like, why can't Marvel make more darker cinematic
movies? Because it's Apple, bro. They don't need to try. No one's at that level.
Samir asked that question for you.
They're making a billion by cracking out. Didn't Captain Marvel made a billion, right?
Yeah, every single Marvel movie this year made a billion.
Can I tell you something? They don't need to, like, change anything. It's, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's the mentality, right? At the same time, within the MCU, there's films that are not like the others. And you mentioned Winter Soldier and Black Panther. Those films were like, there's, again, like there's flares of cinema in them. So it makes them one step above, like a cut above the rest. And that's, and I mean, think about it. Anthony and Joe Russo have their fingerprints all over the films that were anywhere near cinema. And that was because it was their take on those characters. It was their kind of like, of course, Kevin Feige and the people were involved, but like, and they obviously he had to sign off on things. But at the same time, you know, once he kind of trusted a few directors, especially with what they did with Infinity War, then you saw that, yeah, there was a, there, they did have some.
You know, I feel like a huge point that Coppola is making is that, specifically Marvel, also the economics, I said, but since it has such an assembly line feel, you're like, outside of the few exceptions where you feel the director's vision, like Black Panther, like they it feels like it's not letting the director fully flesh their own, like have their own take, have their own like feel into it.
Is it 23 you know? MCU That's films?
It's assembly cut.
23 MCU films. How many are cinema? Two, three. So you're saying 3 out of 20 are cinema? That's not a good. That's not a good indignation for your franchise.
I'm saying they're all cinema.
No, by definition, they're cinema. Look in the dictionary, cinema is that.
They're movies, though.
Yeah.
Remember, they're movies, and then they're not films. So I never said that, right? So I'm agree. Like, if my answer is a little bit more complicated, it's more of a yes or no. Yes and no answer. Like, yes to some things, no to other things. Like, it's all cinema. Robert Downey Jr. did well. Like, all the things that people have to say, right? I don't agree with that just on the basis of, oh, they've taken over kind of like they've kind of taken over in a way. And I get it. You know, like honestly, us four would get it more than anybody else because we, for a year, talked about just like every freaking day. And then when that movie came out, we're like, yo, what the hell is this shit? So if anyone would feel like, if anyone would be like kind of tempted to agree with these people, it would have been us. Yeah. Because we, and or anybody that went into that movie thinking they were going to get one thing and they got another thing. So it has a real impact in the world. But at the same time, you know, like the MCU has an impact in the world too. And I mean, we did a hospital event, right?
Yeah.
And we had toys there and stuff. Like these characters are bigger than just like, oh, movie, cinema.
And food. We saw from the Black Panther Challenge when we went to the hospital. We bought those seats and we talked to those people. Man. It's impactful. But again, like I think Samir made the point, I think, in this thing here where this is mainly for kids. Like this is for young people to enjoy. We're in our 20s. And we're like enjoying.
We're still talking about the Joker. It's been like 2 weeks. What, 2 weeks now?
Yeah, Joker.
Like, we're not going to do that with any MCU movie. Like maybe Endgame because they built up to it for 23 years or 10 years. But other than that, there wasn't much. Like we don't really talk much MCU because, well, they never bring the the topics even that we choose. They're usually related controversy and the real world conversations that we have. Or no.
Yeah, Samir, give me your last do you agree with their comments or not? Basically, final take.
I agree with half of them. Like I still don't agree with that. Coppola, or however you pronounce it. Yeah. I agree with that.
Shraz.
Yeah.
I got a dip.
All right, so.
You don't need me for the end.
I'm done, yeah. So, what do you guys think about the difference between cinema and movies? What do you think is the difference between film and movie? Where do you guys stand in this whole debate? Let us know in the comments below. From myself, from Zayan, from Umar, and from Samir, this is the Faruqi Bros. We'll see you next time. Peace out.